There's a country western song that says, I fell in with evil companions, now I'm having the time of my life. I remembered that recently when I saw that the Catholic Church has added some sins to the age-old list of seven deadly sins. The new ones include drug use, pollution, genetic manipulation, social and economic injustices. Not that I'm for any of these, but when I saw this new list of sins, I thought, oh no, I haven't even mastered the old sins. Well, actually, that's not quite true. I have mastered some of them. Well, maybe not mastered. That's awfully strong a word. Let's say instead that I am inclined toward some of them. That's such a good biblical verb, incline, as in to incline your heart toward God, except that I am inclined toward some of the big sins, the seven deadly ones. The early church divided sins into two categories, the venial or minor sins, which are forgivable through sacraments and penance, and the mortal sins, which were thought to destroy the life of grace, to separate us from God, and perhaps to condemn us to eternal damnation. But you know what? When I consider my experience with some of the seven sins, it's not been all that bad. In some cases, it's done me a world of good. Life is short, so I'm selective about my vices, and I try hard to avoid lust, gluttony, greed, and pride. But some of the others? Well, take sloth. I'm most susceptible to sloth when it comes to writing. I think of it as avoidance or procrastination. I find myself warming up to the task, and sometimes from quite a distance. Before I actually get to the keyboard, I might feel inclined to clean the refrigerator, then straighten the desk, then sharpen all the pencils. I used to beat myself up about this, but then in a writing class at TU, Dr. Winston Weathers explained his theory of writing. Any sort of creating, actually, he said, is a way of putting order to chaos. So it seems natural that we would start on the outside rung of that chaos and work our way into the center. And for me, I find it's a way of ginning up the energy for that work. There's a limit to it, of course. I can't kid myself that taking a long nap in the sunny garden room is anything but laziness. But as for the rest of us, the cleaning and straightening and refiling and filling the coffee cup, that's sort of like getting ready to hop into a game of jump rope. The one sin of the seven that I have found particularly helpful to me is that of envy, and here's how it happened. I've always been a writer, sometimes writing full-time, sometimes as part of a job, usually freelancing while holding a full-time job. But I had a job at an arts organization that slowly began to eat me up, left me no energy or time for writing. And about that time, a friend of mine had a book of short stories not only published, but reviewed favorably on the front page of the New York Times book review section. I was literally sick to my stomach with envy. And it wasn't that I resented her having the success. It wasn't that I wanted it instead of her. It's just that I wanted it too. And what I realized from that experience is that I was not living what in psychobabble talk would be called an authentic life. I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do. So in this case, envy was a signal to me that something was wrong. So I changed my life a little bit, changed jobs and began writing more, and had a book published and then two more and got good book reviews and honest-to-God book tours. But then my definition of an honest-to-God book tour is one in which I drive on a highway to get there, like Bartlesville or Bristow. And I had book signings. Now, here's a memorable experience from one of those at a big bookstore in Tulsa. A man came up to my autographing table and said, "Where's Jay?" I said, "He's not here." "Not here," he said. "Isn't this a book signing for Jay Cronley?" "No," I said, "it's for me, Connie." And he said, "Well, hell," and walked off. If I hadn't thought that was very funny, I might have started working on another sin. Maybe not wrath, exactly. Maybe not even its little brother, anger. Maybe just its cousin, irritation. But I did think it was funny. And lucky me, I think humor is a virtue, an overriding virtue.